Hello, listeners. Due to circumstances beyond my control, portions of this week's episode may sound muddy or indistinct. I hope you are not distressed by the fluctuations in audio quality. You have my blessing and the blessing of many bears.
So you know that I have like a soft spot for these books. Well, these two that we're discussing today are slightly different in tone, so...
These aren't as good.
Oh, I love these two.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is all about Bill Payne and crotch grabbing. Like, really? Like, what more do you want?
They really grew on me. Like, I definitely, like, kind of fell in love with this series.
This is carrying on my belief that these books were written as almost as, like, a joke. Like, they were, right. We have to write these books. Can we just write something that's really snarky and, like, mostly for the parents to, like, be like, huh? Like, let's write an entire book about how our kid won't quit grabbing his crotch. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week we are back with the Jelly Bean books. The Jelly Bean books. We all love the Jelly Bean books. If you remember from last week, the Jelly Bean books were a series done by Random House, supposedly aimed at a younger age group, but that I seem to think were mostly done as a one-off joke for parents, because these books have an attitude about child raising that I just cannot get beyond. And I love them, and I hold them close to my heart. They are my dears. They are my children. I did reserve two books, though, because I didn't want to run through all six books in the last episode, and also I couldn't get my hands on these two books until now. Plus, it is now lightning flash, thunder roll, it is Halloween season, and ooh, what better way to kick off Halloween season than with a book about being scared, and also a book about grabbing your crotch. Ooh. Seriously, we have a whole book about grabbing your crotch in store. I'm not even kidding, and I am not even going to issue a warning, and who better to have on the show to discuss a book about being scared and grabbing your crotch than my two collector...
Which is also good in time for Halloween, because there's sure a lot of cobwebs down
there. Oh. Sure. Oh my gosh. Jeez. Am I going to have to edit that out?
You had to edit that part out.
I didn't know we were going blue tonight.
Sorry, Phil.
Berenstain Bears After Dark. So we already did that episode, by the way, with Brother Bear Goes to College, or whatever that book was.
Which is now not on Amazon, taken off Amazon.
Oh, the ultimate collectible. So as you can probably guess by hearing the voices of my guests and the fact that they are my collectors, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show Brad Mariska and Jeremy Gloff. Hello, Brad and Jeremy.
Hey.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
It's going great, because we are discussing two of the greatest books in Berenstain Bears history. The Berenstain Bears Get the Scaredies, and the Berenstain Bears Get the Twitchies. Come on, let's hear that enthusiasm.
Okay. Hey, the Berenstain Bears Get the Twitchies is actually really kind of hard to find, because when you search for it on Amazon, it thinks that Twitchies isn't a word, and it won't search for it.
It is really a tough one. Plus, it's the only one of these books that hasn't been released in a digital format.
Right, but even like Scaredies, I tried to get the Kindle, and even the Kindle one is not available anymore.
None of them are available on... I can't find them for sale. I can only find them through libraries now.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they like went out and then were immediately recalled or what, but these are released
by... Why would a book go out of e-print? Like, doesn't even make sense.
Maybe it's licensing with Random House or something. I don't know. These books are weird. Like, yeah, the only place I can find them is through my public library as e-books.
That's
so, I don't know. Get your hands on them, folks. While they're out there, I think they are. So I wanted to ask, before we get into what these books are about, you guys, when I had first mentioned, I didn't even mention the Jelly Bean books. You both brought them up at separate times as books that you just could not stand in the Berenstain Bears collection.
Sure.
What was your reasoning behind those, like, as collectors?
They seemed just tossed off and cheap.
Yeah, they were just out of character, especially at the time in which they were written. I mean, when you think about the late 90s, the Berenstain series was still going strong, and the first time books, which were teaching the, you know, life lessons, were very popular, and they had whether you liked them or not, they had been I think, pretty successful with the big chapter books.
Yep.
And these just kind of came out of nowhere, and they were about the same time. They predated the Baby Bears series just by a year or two, and that was another sort of, I guess, low point in the series. So they just sort of got lumped together. But upon second reading, they're not as bad as the Baby Bears series.
I think they're kind of charming. They always bothered me because there's six books, right?
Yeah.
Well, the first five are all the same shape, and then the sixth one, the Twitchies, was bigger, so it always annoyed me that they just didn't fit in a nice little series.
Oh, and really? Like, it's a completely different size?
Yeah, it's like the actual totally shape. Size. Yeah.
And the other books were $1.99. The Twitchies was $2.99 when it was for sale.
Oh, that's strange. Here's another one. The Berenstain Bears Get the Grouchies isn't part of this series, but it may as well be. Like, that really confused
me. Well, that was by
a
completely different publisher. That was Family Time Books. Yeah, that wasn't even Random House.
Yeah, so this is a weird series because most of the books are like the Berenstain Bears Get the, and it's all phrases that like I've never heard a parent use. Like I've never heard a parent say my kid has the scaredies or my kid has the twitchies or the like. It's sort of pulling phrases out of nowhere that I'm like I did not even know what to expect from the Berenstain Bears Get the Twitchies.
Well, like that's why I was like, how did these books make it past an editor?
Yeah.
Don't forget the don't have to's.
Well, do we want to start with the Twitchies or with the Scaredies?
I would like to start with the Scaredies.
Let's do it chronologically.
All right, so this is our spooky Halloween. It's the Scaredies. Lightning flash, thunder roll. So what's this book about, guys? Uh-oh, did I lose you? I think I lost you.
Where did Phil go?
I can't hear anything.
The signal's totally dropped.
Oh. He literally left the room.
So about that Phil guy.
Oh, my God.
What is the Scaredies about?
Well, it is a story about being scared by commonplace everyday things like a spider or a scary movie or a shadow.
Or a clutching hand.
The cover art on the title page is actually kind of scary.
Yes, it's
there's
Brother
a branch
Bear.
Of a tree literally reaching out and grabbing Brother. It's kind of that kind of gives me the scaredies.
Well, it's actually from the interior art. That is taken directly from the interior art.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Look
a clutching
at his
hand.
Expression. No,
a clutching
it's
a hand.
Redraw.
A clutching hand is grabbing me. Oh, I wonder if they changed it for the digital, because this is the exact same picture in the digital edition.
Oh, so interesting. I'm looking at the actual book, and I mean, it's the same illustration, like, it's the same picture, but it's a different drawing.
Oh, funny. Now, this is clearly the same. It's just a little extended, but no, it's like even the hash marks, like the hatch marks are the same. So I wonder if they just like did, I mean, what if it was just easy. I wonder if they didn't have the original like artwork or whatever.
Right.
Crazy. Well, it's still a scary image.
That's true.
So like everyone's getting afraid, like sister's scared by a spider, and the parents keep calling them Scaredy Bear.
I know, they're like insulting their own children. I love it. Calling them names. I mean, I don't know much. I'm gonna go for it.
Okay.
The first thing I have to say is that I don't have children of my own.
Yeah.
But like, what's fascinating about these books that I don't think would fly in the year 2018 is sort of like the lack of political correctness in these books, which is kind of fun. The fact that like the parents are like literally like laughing at their kids for being scared and calling them names like, oh, right. You're just a scaredy bear.
Yeah, this isn't a book about like, kids, please don't call other kids. This is a book about parents. Please don't make fun of your kids for being scared of things.
Right.
And I will say that Brother Bear is watching a movie in which a corpse is rising out of a grave. So right. Like, that's legitimately scary.
That's not age appropriate.
Yeah. And Papa Bear's like, oh, no need to be scared. It's just a show. Oh, also, this one kind of rhymes.
Kind of.
It kind of rhymes. Like, the other ones don't really, but this one kind of rhymes. Like, well, it says, like, help, help, a scary show. Scaredy bear, scaredy bear. Right, there's no need to be no scared. It's just a show.
It's just I guess he rhymes show with show.
Okay, help, help, what's chasing after me? Scaredy bear, it's just a shadow that you see. Like, there's, like, a lame rhyme at the end of each, like, little, like, pairing. Grabbing me, just a tree. Dark up there, now it's light up there. I guess Hootie Owl doesn't rhyme with looking at me, but... Oh, I lost you again. This stinks. This isn't working at all. Hello?
Alrighty.
There's Jeremy back. Where's Brad? He just restarted his browser.
Okay.
He restarted his browser. Well, while Brad is still away, Jeremy, what are your thoughts on Get the Scaredies?
I really like some of the illustrations. I feel like they remind me a little bit of, like, the classic books like Spooky Old Tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some kind of, like, creepy drawings with looming shadows.
I mean, I appreciate any of the books in which, like, the cubs get scared for some reason.
Yeah. The tree with the clutching hand, that's pretty cool. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. And you don't get this, like, there's, like, a scary ghost coming out of this grave.
Yeah, the owl with the flashlight. So what page is it in the digital edition that is the front cover?
Well, the front cover is, I think, just the front cover. It's, like, brother and sister surrounded by, like spiders and
Oh, yeah.
A claw. But then the opening, like, the title page, Berenstain Bears Get the Scaredies, is brother bear being grabbed by a tree branch.
Oh, yeah, it is the same picture.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. I thought it was the same picture. Just,
it's cropped differently.
Yeah. Ha, vindicated.
See, Brad, wherever you are.
Wherever you may be, Brad, Mariska, it is the same picture.
He's going to be mad at us in like 3 weeks. Or this week. This weekend.
Gonna, yeah, come Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. He's going to be pretty angry.
So, yeah, I didn't open this book in years. And then when I opened it to kind of scan some pictures for you guys, I was like, oh, this is a little bit cooler than I remember.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it gets all snarky when Papa Bear gets bills in the mail.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it sure does.
Like, you're like, oh, I get what you're trying to do with this book. Like, they're making a hilarious point about being an adult.
That's just money that you owe. I know.
The look on his face where he's like, I know.
Is there any other books with this tone? Like, really, in the whole series?
It feels to me like the Berenstains were given an assignment, like make 6 books for little tiny kids, and that they were like, all right, but we're going to make them amusing to us.
Right.
And like the last page is like the bears all standing there and there's like a pile of bills.
Oh, that's adult life,
like,
right there.
That's what gives you the scaredies when you're an adult.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, I wonder where Brad is. Hold on, I'm going to check.
All right.
Yeah, he said he restarted his browser, but it seems to have like made him disappear from eternity. I don't know what happened to poor Brad.
He's disappeared like the Unlucky Mates website.
Oh, wait, what?
The tequila Berenstain Bear people.
Their whole website disappeared?
But their Amazon page is totally gone.
Oh, no. Good.
Look what we've done. Good. Did you send him the episode or anything?
Send who the episode?
The people that wrote that?
I wonder if they have any idea. No. I'm not going to draw attention to myself. Oh, yeah. Sorry. We couldn't find that page. Wow. Look at that. Like, it shows up on a Google search, the Amazon page does, but when you try to find it, it's totally gone. I almost feel bad about that, but I don't really feel bad about that. Are you gone now? I think Jeremy's gone now. I think this is the unluckiest episode I've ever recorded. This is the worst. Try it. Try going back. We'll see
how long it lasts. I'm just sitting waiting in this room.
Oh, there's Brad back.
I'm back.
You're back, but Jeremy got kicked out.
This is so weird.
This is frustrating. Like,
okay.
Oh, there's Jeremy again.
Oh, Brad's back.
Okay, so Brad, we've been having a great conversation. We've been having a great conversation about the Berenstain Bears and the Scaredies while we waited for you to come back. So what are your thoughts on the artwork for this book?
Who, me?
Yes. Oh. Before they kick you out again.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Scaredies?
Yes.
Oh, I like the artwork.
Oh, yeah, do you?
It's great. I think it's great.
Like the scary stuff, like with the tree. I love, and the shadows, and
yep.
like the and the owl and the eyes. It's not super detailed. It's not the most sophisticated art that we've seen in Berenstain Bears books, but it's definitely engaging in the facial. Because it's funny, like when Mama freaks out at seeing the mouse. Like yeah. I've never seen that facial expression ever.
Right. And we were saying that like, we really liked how when Papa gets the bills, his eyes
yes.
just kind of.
Yes.
It's like, oh, bills.
That's unique to the series, isn't it, Brad? Something like that?
I think so. Well, first of all, the whole getting the bills is so, like, out of context.
It's, yeah.
I so, love it.
So you're going along, and it's all about spiders and shadows and being afraid of the dark. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, and bills are scary, too.
Yep.
It's like and you go like, from the spooky old tree to trouble with money.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's why I think that's why I think they infuse this with this really weird adult humor that's like, just, we have to write these books for little kids. Can we at least make them fun for the parents who are reading them and give them a chuckle at the end? Like, yeah, like, yes, it's, we understand that it's dark rooms are scary, you turn on the lights, yep, spiders are scary, go away. But like, to throw in the whole like bills,
yeah,
and
like,
for
like,
sister to try to blow it off and for Papa to be like yeah whatever.
Right, the page after the owl too, the bills come.
Right.
Well, and I think that's funny because it works on two levels. You could make the argument, I suppose, that oh look, like these things aren't any more scary than us getting the mail. But at the same time, it's the adults when they're reading the book saying like, you know what's really scary? Life. Adulthood.
Yeah. Well, and it wraps it all back up at the end where it's like, so when you're tempted to call someone a scaredy bear, and it's obviously saying this to the parents, bear in mind the next scaredy bear might be you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Papa's face though, I just can't stop looking at it when he's looking at the bills.
Dead eyes. Well, speaking of weird books, let's move on before we get booted out of this room again.
Sure.
To the Berenstain Bears and the Twitchies.
Before we do that, when did Mama Bear get that vest? Wasn't it around
this
time?
Oh, yeah. So this is the appearance of the vest.
And they still use it. They still draw her with the vest.
Right.
Wasn't this the debut of it or around that time?
I don't remember it before this.
Yeah, I don't either.
It must have been around. It must have. I mean, because we know that they started doing the vest because the polka dots were just overwhelming to draw.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what Mike has said. That's why he started using the vest all the time.
Really?
I wonder if...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he told us. Okay. I'm wondering if that's... was
when
this Mike?
He started drawing, yeah.
Maybe.
Was this him drafting these? I have a message. I sent a letter to Mike. I haven't heard back from him. It was a while ago. It was like over a week ago. But I hope to hear back because I really want to know more about these Jelly Bean books. And I'm wondering if this was his work. I wonder if the Berenstains like drafted it and he like did the main artwork, or because it seems very Stan and Jan in places.
Sure.
Like just the layout. There's some nice layouts, like especially like in the graveyard and stuff. You get some nice depth and some nice watercolor art and stuff. I don't know. I like it. I really appreciate the work they did.
So for a frame of reference in the collecting world, when these came out, was this around the same time as like the Big Question in the first time books? Was that the same?
Yeah, this is really close to there. This is right around 2000, right before they changed. So these are also some of the last books they published with Random House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's about the end of the first time series. So this is like a really transitional time for the series, and Again, this was the time when Mike was starting to work with much more closely with his parents, and I feel like they're kind of unique in that sense, that when you read the text of this, it definitely was written. I think the words are stands.
Sure.
Like for all of their charm, but also like for maybe the fact that they're somewhat dated, is also why they're lovable. And they may not be the greatest children's books ever written, but like as for a collector or as a historical document, I think they're really fantastic.
Are these maybe some of the last books before Honey was born too, if not the last one?
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, Honey, let me just think. I don't even know.
Was she 2000?
I mean, it had to have been right after these.
I was thinking 2001, but no, it is 2000. You're right. 2000. Yeah. And that's when Twitchies came out. Scaries right. was 99. So, yeah.
So, yeah, who knew right how there. Important these books were in the scene? It's kind of weird. Like,
right, right. Maybe brother gets the Twitchies. He's acting out because of the impending baby on the way. And I lost him again. And I lost him again.
Did we lose Phil again?
So, we're getting like a solid three minutes, five minutes.
And I haven't lost a man this many times since high school.
Reload that room. You guys. You go. You come back. And there you are again. We'll see if Jeremy shows back up. So the Berenstain Bears get the Twitchies from 2000. Yep. This is like the pièce de résistance. Wow. I love this book. I love it. I love everything about this book. It is the stupidest thing ever put between two covers. I adore this book. It addresses an issue I have never seen addressed in a children's book in my entire life, and that is kids who pick at their bodies, who sit and twitch and jerk around and grab at their private parts, and how obnoxiously annoying that is to a parent when your kid is just playing with their crotch and you're like, stop playing with your crotch.
I could have used this book back in high school.
And for listeners at home, I'm not kidding. That's what this book is about.
It really is.
It is about, yep, it is about how brother won't sit still and he keeps picking at the crotch of his pants.
I think
and
someone
annoys mama.
Someone should read the very first paragraph of the first line in the book. Like, even from the beginning, it's like funny. Go ahead, Brad.
Brother, said mama, I do believe you've got the twitchies. Could you please stop?
I think that's so funny. Could you please stop?
The look on brother. Have you ever seen Brother Bear drawn like this?
Never.
The look on his face is psychotic. He looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
He just says, yes, mama.
Yep. He is, like, uncontrollably twitching. And then she says, you've got the scratchies. Will you please stop scratching, my dear? And he's like,
yes, mama.
And then she says, oh, no, cried mama, not the crotchies. Will you please stop tugging at your trousers?
Okay, pause. She uses the word tugging and trousers in the same sentence.
And then we get a picture of Brother Bear, his eyes at half-mast, like Papa looking at the bills, tugging at his crotch.
Oh, this might be the best book in the whole series.
I know. And then he's fiddling with his nose, which you know just means he's picking his nose. And Papa decides to teach him a lesson. Oh, he gets the twisties, which I don't even know what that means. His head is just going around in circles.
And it's the exorcist.
Like, it's just he's sitting there with this grimace and his head is like nah, nah, nah. And so Papa gets up and is like, I know what I'm gonna do. And so Papa just starts grabbing at his crotch, like his own crotch, and like picking his nose and scratching himself.
Oh my gosh.
And he does this for two full spreads.
No
so
pun intended.
Listeners, listeners at home, if you want a picture of Papa Bear yanking at his crotch, I'm not kidding you, that's in this book twice.
It is like, twice. I like Papa Bear's first line. He's like, so I've noticed.
And that's it. Like, Brother Bear's like, maybe if I stop doing all this stuff, Papa will stop too. And it works. Like, he humiliates his son into, like, not fidgeting.
I like Mama. That sounds like a pretty good plan.
Yeah. Brother Bear looks bewildered.
And then it says, and you know something? Brother's plan worked. Then Honey was born. Then the contract with Random House ended. The vest stayed forever.
I wonder if this is like, well, if this is like a metaphor for like them at Random House.
Yeah.
Did they know that they had to write like one last book for Random House and this was
it? It's like Cyndi Lauper's Christmas album that she did for the contract.
I wonder if the Random House reps were just like, man, those Berenstains, they sure have the twitchies. Like they just won't sit still. We can't make sense of whatever they're doing. And this is like their like final hurrah, just like, yeah, we are itching to get out of here.
No pun intended. Again.
Yep. And the cover of this book is Brother Bear with not knock kneed, scratching his belly and almost picking his nose. Yeah. And Mama just looking bewildered at him. But I want to address something. When you have little kids, this is a thing. Little kids will sit there and they'll start grabbing at themselves and scratching themselves and picking at themselves, and you just like, please stop doing it. Like, it's dinner time. Please stop. There's company over. Please stop grabbing at your body. And this is the only, like, Little Critter didn't talk about this.
No, he
didn't.
Arthur
didn't talk about this. Curious George didn't talk about this. The Berenstains talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
I think I lost them again.
Phil.
So it kicked us out. But they'll be back. I know they will.
Mama's cross stitch
is it? Oh, it kicked him out again. This week's episode is brought to you by the Twitchies. If you've got the Twitchies, don't just sit there scratching at yourself. Do what Papa Bear does. Get up and dance around like a bear. And then go to www.twitchies.org/deepinbearcountry for a 10% discount on the Twitchies and the crotchies and the itchies and the nosies and the scaredies. Because you could fill a whole library with books about things happening to your body. And they're back. Our friends are back. So this is just what we're going to do. This is our fun adventure.
I'm back. Yeah. Brad's not back this time.
No, Brad is here.
He's not here with me. Oh, there he is.
He's here with me. Oh, there he is. Wow. This is like the haunted podcast. I love every aspect
of
this.
It is October.
I do kind of. This might be my favorite one we've ever done.
Oh, no.
This is definitely not my favorite one.
And you know what? My press stop to stop recording button is written in a different language. I cannot express to you that this website is so screwed up that it is now just, it is incomprehensible what's going on. So guys, final thoughts on the Jelly Bean books, the Berenstain Bears and the Scaredies, Berenstain Bears Get the Twitchies, please, before this whole thing blows up in my face.
They were hidden treasures in the series. Hidden treasures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say they really are charming, and looking back on them 18 or 20 years, almost 20 years now, I'm glad they were published, and I'm glad there was a little bit of almost snark on the part of the Berenstains as they wrote these, that they're really fun and they're out of step, but I like it.
Are they cheap to find if you can actually find them, or are they actually expensive?
They're like $8 or $10.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and again, they're on ebook, but they are not available for sale for some reason. And only the first... Okay, we keep saying six. There's 5 books. And only the Don't Haftas, the Noisies, the Scaredies, and the Screamies are available on ebook. The Twitchies? Nowhere to be found.
Wow.
Except in our hearts.
In our hearts.
Where it will stay forever. Because it is my favorite Berenstain Bears book. The crotch-grabbingest, nose-pickingest thing in the world.
Okay,
I love it.
I checked on Amazon. If you wanted to get a copy of the Twitchies, you'd pay $12.
Wow. That's more than I'd ever think.
Worth every penny.
I feel like it was one of those penny books back in the day.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? So, guys, before we get kicked out again, tell me where our wonderful listeners can find you.
Oh, well, you can find me by visiting... BerensteinBearsCollectors.com. That is the premier and, I must say, the most comprehensive bibliography of Berenstain Bears books and collectibles on the internet. So check it out.
So where would you go if you're looking for a list of Berenstain Bear books?
I don't know.
Okay, you can find me at jeremygloff.com or on Facebook. We're all on Facebook in our little group.
That's an inside yep. joke.
Yes.
Our group, which is now Berenstain Bears Collectors and Fans.
And fans, because you know what? Not everyone likes to collect, right. But some of us like being fans.
Yeah.
As far as I am concerned, you can find me at BerensteinBearcast.wordpress.com. You can write to me at BerensteinBearcast@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at BSteinBearcast. And please go to www.patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. Throw a few bucks my way if you are of the mind to. If you subscribe at the $5 and up level, you can ask me a fun question that I will answer on an episode, sometimes on a dedicated episode. And sometimes my episodes about weird questions get very weird themselves. So I know Brad isn't always a fan of my weirder episodes, but I'm going to keep doing them.
You please do. You do you.
Yeah.
I will always do me. I will be the twitchiest, screamiest, scariest, noisiest, don't have to ist podcast host in the Midwest.
Why would you say I don't like some of your weirder episodes? I actually love your weirder episodes.
I like the ones I've heard too.
You said it wasn't for you.
Well, that doesn't mean I didn't like it.
He said that about the Jelly Bean books, too, 2 weeks ago.
That's true. That's true. I grow on you like a Jelly Bean book.
I grow on you.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me once again. Thank you for putting up with this weird website. And for everyone else out there, I will see you all next time. Deep in Bear Country. Happy Halloween.